Hi there, I'm Dustin Gostescu. I'm an OBGYN and an associate professor of obstetrics and gynecology at McMaster University in Hamilton, where I practice as a family planning and sexual health specialist. A group of us attended the European Society of Gynecology conference virtually in Vienna in November of this month, and we wanted to provide you with some rapid reviews of some of the sessions that we saw that we thought would be highly relevant to busy clinicians. It's my pleasure to introduce you to Renee Hall, who's going to tell us a little bit about herself and tell us about one of the sessions that she attended. Dr. Hall, over to you.
Thanks very much, Dr. Costescu. My name is Dr. Renee Hall, and I work in Vancouver, and I've been working in the area of family planning now for about 20 years. I am the medical director of the Women's Services Clinic in Kelowna, and I work at the care program at BC Women's Hospital, and I provide first and second trimester abortion and contraceptive care. And today I have the great honor to be able to speak to you about a presentation that I saw. And this was a presentation done by Dr. Christina Hemsel Danielsson from Sweden, discussing LARC-focused counseling and its impact on unintended pregnancy. So she began with a review of unintended pregnancy and discussed the impact that this has on the individual and on the society, as well as the global impact. And she talked a little bit about unwanted and mistimed births and how it can affect a child as well. She discussed a little bit about the global impact on population growth on the environment, which I thought was interesting as well. She then went into reviewing the existing data around contraceptive counseling or structured contraceptive counseling and its impact on LARC initiation and unintended pregnancy from around the world. The US Choice Study is one that is referred to quite commonly, particularly here in North America, and they did not necessarily find a difference in the initiation rates at sites where a very structured counseling protocol was used versus standard counseling. In Finland, they did a similar study where they found that LARC initiation was increased and abortion rates were decreased when LARC counseling was followed by they were given the LARC for free, and also some of the providers were given financial reimbursement. In Australia, they found that fast-tracking people to getting the LARC after counseling did increase uptake. And in the US, there was a clustered randomized control trial very similar to Dr. Hemsel Danielsson's study that found that they did increase LARC selection in the intervention group, and they did find there was a decreased rate of unintended pregnancy in the abortion group. There was one other study she referred to from Scotland where they reviewed whether contraceptive counseling by a specialist versus standard contraceptive counseling was beneficial. And actually they found that it was pretty similar in both groups. There was no significant difference. And so this was reassuring in the sense that people receiving contraceptive counseling at their first point of care was as effective as seeing a specialist. In the study that Christina did, she wanted to evaluate the effect of structured contraceptive counseling both on the uptake of LARCs in actual clinic setting as well as pregnancy rates. So what she did was a cluster randomized trial from September 2017 to May 2019 at a number of different clinics in Stockholm. And who were included were those seeking abortion or contraceptive counseling and who were over the age of 18. And then they reviewed with questionnaires at 1, 3, 6, and 12 months. What they did in the control group was whatever routine counseling those clinics normally did. And in the intervention group, they had structured contraceptive counseling that consisted of four things. One was a video. The second was an effectiveness chart reviewing the effectiveness of each method. The third was a demonstration box, and the four was one-on-one counseling with specific questions focusing on the patient's needs. The primary outcome of the choice of the lark at their first visit certainly showed that there was a difference with the intervention group at all the clinics, in the abortion clinics, the youth clinics, and the maternal health clinics. And they did find that the secondary outcome, pregnancies at 12 months, were decreased at the abortion clinic. So there was a significantly lower rate of unintended pregnancy in that intervention group. So Dr. Hemsel Danielson felt that an intervention package of structured counseling focusing on the effectiveness of contraceptive methods did result in a higher uptake of LARCs and resulted in fewer pregnancies at abortion clinics at 12 months follow-up compared with routine counseling. She also discussed a little bit about how COVID-19 has significantly impacted LARC uptake in Sweden, which we can certainly echo in Canada as well. So overall, with this presentation, it was nice to have the reminder and the review of unintended pregnancy as a global issue with its impact on individuals, society, and larger environmental issues and global issues as well. And I do think, and she mentioned a little bit about the difference between cost and contraceptive counseling, but they're often not differentiated in the studies. And I do think it's important and can have a differing impacts on outcomes. And free contraception is cost effective to the healthcare system. We have that supported by data in Canada and has gone on to actually reach some of our political parties. In British Columbia, we have had promises from our government to provide free contraception for British Columbians, but this hasn't come through as of yet. And so there are some organizations that are pushing for that. Access BC, there's some movement in Ontario, there may be some other movement in other provinces as well. So overall, Christina's study, the LOW trial, it examined a multi-pronged approach to contraceptive counseling. And what I found interesting and something that we could bring to our own practices is that adding this video, we have done demonstration, we have reviewed effectiveness models, we do one-on-one counseling, but the video may have some benefits as well. So it fits quite well with our new world of telehealth. And this could certainly task shift some time from the face-to-face counseling if people have already reviewed information, basic information about LARC. However, different centers may require different counseling approaches depending on their population and depending on what services they're providing. Overall, we do need to catch up now as a result of COVID-19. There has been a decrease in the uptake here in Canada as well. And this is definitely a worthwhile endeavor so that we can continue to try to decrease the rate of unintended pregnancy in Canada and around the world. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Dr. Hall, for that review of the presentation and the study. I think what's interesting about this study in particular is it's one of the first that really shows task shifting from one type of provider to like a static video. And I think as we all look at ways to find efficiency, but also as we try to gain comfort in allowing our patients to learn about these things on their own time outside of the clinic, I think this gives me some reassurance to know that with the right resources, you know, we can find some ways for them. And I think, you know, the contraceptive choice study was this great study, but, you know, it was hard to evaluate whether it was the counseling, you know, which was 45 minutes in duration, whether it was the free contraception or the willingness to change, right? Or whether it was effectiveness-based counseling that worked. And these studies individually kind of show us every approach helps, you know. And really important to remember in the Canadian context, you know, we don't have a fully universal contraceptive plan. So thank you for the work you're doing to advocate for that. I'm wondering if for viewers, you could maybe help, because you work in a variety of clinical places, help to sort of differentiate what you see as sort of the differences between a patient who's presenting with or with a recent abortion in terms of their contraceptive needs and kind of the standard primary care patient you might see, and why we kind of worry about them differently or what their risks might be a little bit, how they might vary.
In the abortion setting, people are going through a lot in that moment, and sometimes they are very, very open to the conversation about contraceptive counseling. However, how much they take in that moment is questionable, and we know with and it's supported by data that if we provide them with the best contraceptive method in that moment, that we will likely improve their chance of having that LARC method in 6 months from now, and less chance of having an unintended pregnancy. But at the same time, we can't be coercive, we can't push. However, in a primary care setting, well, I never want to be coercive, but I certainly have more time and more opportunity and multiple visits. I can discuss myths at more length and really try to explore those issues. We can do that to some degree in the abortion clinic, but it's definitely an advantage if you can take this time to do that contraceptive counseling in a primary care setting. And as you said, if we could task shift some of the basic information to a video and then discuss what they just saw, that would certainly help decrease some of these timeframes that they had in the studies, like the 45 minutes or so.
Yeah, great points. I think also just the very high probability of a repeat unplanned pregnancy in a short time is important. And as you know, more providers might provide one or two, you know, mifepristone medical abortions in their practices, just thinking about these patients a little bit differently. For me, as a LARC inserter, if I get a referral that states, you know, the patient's had a recent abortion, I actually make them a more urgent consult. And so different people work through their wait lists in different ways. What are some of your top questions you like to ask patients when you don't have a lot of time in terms of trying to help them narrow down their contraceptive choices? What are some questions or ways you ask that worked really well for you?
So I do use Rupinder Tour's work, and I ask them, when do you want to become pregnant, if ever? And how important is it for you not to be pregnant until that time? And if I ask them, you know, when do they want to become pregnant? And they're like, oh gosh, no time soon. And they're using a method like withdrawal. I just want to make sure that they're okay and comfortable with the level of effectiveness that that is. And I think the other thing I have to keep in mind is that a choice on their part of a less effective method isn't a failure on my part. I want to support them through whatever choice that they do make, but just making sure that they have the information and feel comfortable to come back to me if things don't work out the way that they had hoped with that contraceptive method. So that second question about how important it is, there are some people who are getting married in 4 months, and it is absolutely critical that they do not become pregnant until then. And our traditional thinking was, well, it's just a short period of time, short acting might be the best choice. But if it is absolutely critical, I still do discuss some of the LARC methods as well.
Yeah, very important. And as coverage becomes more reliable, you know, using costs as a reason to kind of initiate or not initiate something become less important. I think those are really good. Dr. Hall, thank you for making some time to attend the conference on our behalf and to share some of that information as well as some of your clinical tips. I really appreciate it, and I'm sure our viewers do too. Thanks so much.
Thank you.